This is Studio 360. I'm Kurt Anderson. The Great Recession nearly killed the American automobile industry, but Detroit is coming back. The Obama administration saved Chrysler and GM. But if you're interested in the future of cars in America, Detroit may not be the best place to look. Instead, you may want to spend a Friday night in Burbank, California.
This is a 64 Dodge Model 440/Polara with a Dick Landy 426 Hemi making 500 horsepower, and it is a beautiful car above and below.
At this Bob's Big Boy Drive-In, built in 1949, one of the originals, hundreds of car nuts gather every week to show off their big, beautiful, all-American machines.
Riding along in my automobile, my baby beside me at the wheel.
My name is Charlie Wynn, and this is my mistress. It's a 1964 Ford Falcon, about the only mistress my wife will let me have.
Cruising and playing the radio, with no particular place to go.
The aroma of cheeseburgers and French fries waft over the scene. Car hoods are open with the engines idling to show off the owner's work. Some cars my great-grandparents might have driven look brand new. Others proudly show their age. It's like some amazing ad hoc auto museum.
When you read the papers about what's going on in Detroit today, what does that make you feel?
I know they're not calling them the Big Three anymore. It's just the Three. My father worked for Ford Motor Company for 30 years. He never got a bailout. I've never got a bailout. I think all these guys that bought foreign cars ought to bail out the American manufacturers if they're going to get bailed out. I don't own a foreign car.
Have you ever?
Yes, I have.
I love your window sticker in the rear.
My what? Hybrid?
Yes. Why is it a hybrid?
Because it burns gasoline and rubber.
Falcon Hybrid burns gasoline and rubber. Pretty good.
Riding along in my calaboose.
If the American auto industry can be saved, it might just happen in Los Angeles. Today in Studio 360, we'll take a tour through L.A.'s singular car culture, from old-school customizers to next-generation designers. We'll get a glimpse of the future in a super aerodynamic, all-electric car that rides on three wheels. Cars here in Southern California are not just transportation, but really an obsession, a way of life.
Automobile involvement is like any creative passion. If you're a sculptor or a songwriter or a painter, well, this is our canvas. You want it to be something where somebody comes up and says, dude, you got to go look at this car. Come look at this car. That's why we're here. We're here to share the passion.